Virginia Tez, Sif Aleph. Kabara Echol Mitech Pselis. So the first case of Brera is a person being, there has to be either an Echol and something which is a Pselis. Or, Shahayil Afonav Shnei Minei Echolim, there's two things which are, both of them are usable, edible. Would a barer min mi min acher, but he chose, he's being barer one min from the other. So if he does it benapa kvara is chayiv. If he does it with kalim, which are designated for the purpose of brehra, a sifter, or a, so anapa was usually made out of some type of a weave, which we'd picture, either we picture metal. They would make it out of some type of a thread. The kvara was usually done more with something like lulav leaves, something of that sort. But the purpose was, its function was for sifting out undesirable things.
What are lulav?
Lulav leaves.
What are lulav
leaves? Chayiv. So a person does it with these types of kalim. These kalim are made for the purpose of berer. So a person is chayiv. Let's say a person does it bekonad ubetamchui is potter belaser. So a person does it with a funnel. So a person does berer with a funnel. So funnel has a very large opening on top, a small opening on the bottom. And we can imagine the nature of certain type of things. Some things are heavier than others. You put it into the funnel, you shake it around. And let's say you would have little seeds or peas, something of that sort. They would fall out through the funnel on the bottom, and the shaft of them, which is lighter, would stay on the top. So they would use the funnel for rare purposes, but it wasn't made for that purpose. It's made to pour things through or something of that sort. A tamkli would be a similar type of idea. You have a large bowl, and you'll shake it around in the bowl, you create this centrifugal force in the bowl, and then you're going to separate the two things out. So potter b'loser, that's not the derech breira, so therefore the person's not going to be chayiv, but it's definitely also mirabonan.
What's centrifugal?
When you move something around, it creates a certain amount of force, which causes things to move apart. Okay? Vimbera b'yada, but a person did it, does brera with his hand, and k'lechol la'altar, the purpose of that was for immediate use, is mutter. Comes from Mother and Ma adds that even though we just said it has to be immediate use, hagav chomash brera the tzarek oisasuda shemesibo miyad mikri la'altar. Whatever you're being buried, which you're going to be using in the meal, which is coming up right now, that's called the altar. So even though I'm being buried for a course in the meal, which is being served later in the meal, so it's not for immediate use, but since the meal is immediate, so, and this is all part of the meals, that's called the altar. Okay. I feel like I'm oichlem in my shori. Not only am I mutter to be burr what I need, but I'm mutter to burr for other people which are there. So I'm being burr larger amounts, which I'm not going to be eating. That's also mutter. So now let's understand what the chiddush of that is. What's the point over here? So, the Gemara says that the difference between being berer, which is chayiv, and the case of berer, which are mutter, the more it says because, or the more doesn't say really, the more it says these criteria, but the Rishonim say that the argument is because it's being berer derech achila. There's a Rashba that explains that the het over here is being berer derech achila. So I could have argued, I think we discussed this once, and I don't recall, but the Rashba says, the Rashba is Mechadish, there's no Gemara which is Matur, the concept of La'altar, by the Malach of Tochein. But the Rashba holds, and the Ramah passes like it, that the same way there's a heter of the altar on Bara, there's a heter of the altar on Tochen also. And the Rashi says, what's the logic? Because what's the... I'm going to say it in my own words. We have to explain something. So let's say talk about Tochen for a second. Tochen is more, is even more obvious than by Bara. Every act of eating really is to being Tochen. You grind the food in your mouth and you into small particles and you swallow it. So why are you allowed to eat on Shabbos? Well, you have a problem with Tochen, right? So you understand that obviously when the Torah made the Isser of the Malach of Tochen, it did not mean what's called Achila. It meant what's called the act of Tochen, not in the Achila process. So the Rashba says, so therefore not only is Tochen Mutter in your mouth, because that's clearly Achila and as opposed to the Tochen process, but the Achila that you do in order to put into your mouth is all part of your Achila process. So that's the Heter of Derech Achila. Says, where do I know that from? I know that from Berer. Because Berer, the Isra of Berer is Berer when you bring Berer something to make the item better, to be able to store it in a usable fashion. The act of Achila also has in it a certain amount of Berer. A person puts food in his mouth, certain things he likes, certain things he doesn't like, certain things his tongue notices that there's something that foreign, there's a foreign substance there, and he spits it out. This is all part of the burr. The achila is burr, but that's mutter because that's achila, it's not burr. So Chazal said that not only is burr mutter in your mouth, but even before you put it into your mouth, if that's how you set up your process of achila by taking what you want to eat without any fancy machines. For immediate use, that's achila. That's their achila. That's all part of the achila process. That's the logic of the heter. That these three things make it that this is part of the achila process. So now I could argue, number one, if it's a long meal, it's not part of my achila process. I said, no, that's also what this is. Number two, I understand it's part of my achila process, but how am I being burdened for you? How is that a heter? It's part of your achila process, not my part. For me, it's not achila. For me, it's just preparing food. So even that's mutter. Now that the Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about even in a case where, let's say I'm not eating there, I'm just the host, even that's mutter, because but now that I'm the host, I am facilitating the chila process of all these people. That's all part of this set. So that's the chiddush of the Ramah. Now the Ramah says, okay, mutter liver hayoruk shakar and salatin. So you have lettuce and mina olin hamu poshim shabai. And some of the leaves are starting to rot and to decay and be unpleasant. So you want to be buried the good leaves from the bad leaves. So you want to be buried. Whatever I'm going to be using through the meal, even though I'm being buried right before the meal, and this meal is a long meal, it's all mutter. Okay. So Nap and Kor Chayiv, even if it's la'alter, because that's definitely a mice of braver, not a mice of achila. So even though it's for immediate use, that's not called part of the mice of achila. A kanon b'tam, goy pirish Rashi, kanon who kliyeh shoysen kein tziner. A kanon is a keli which is like a. Has like a pipe in it. It's very wide on one end, it's very narrow on the other end. The barakitin yours, the person wants to be barakitin yours, and some betzara rochav, puts it on the open side, the large side. When a neo is some, and he shakes it around, and they, by nature, will fall down through the hole out of the funnel. I publish enemagulim, but the rest of the shaft of it, which is not round, the shortim, the kli remains behind in the kli. That's how you use a konin. The tamkli who kikor gadol, the tamkli is a large bowl, and he was doing brera with the bowl. Potter balaser the habik baruch lacher yad. Think of brera in el al napak for. So the reason why this case is potter, they're not chayiv. It's only also made rabbanon because it's considered a shinui. It's not considered the normal way to do brera. It's a brera b'kalacher yad, and therefore. It's only the Rabbanon, but it's also the Rabbanon. Why is it Klach? Yeah, they could bury it in a little bit, but not before. The normal way to do bury was not with this. Okay.
What? A funnel and a tomahawk?
Right, not the normal way of... way of doing a burr, yeah. Even the oichel from immediate use. So we have a case here with immediate use, and it's done biyadai. It still requires oichel from psalus. Okay.
How does that carry over to the idea that this is derech achila? If I'm eating a cherry, I spit out the pit. Aren't they taking psalus from the oichel?
Well, yes and no. So the logic of it is that the heter is this is a ma'aseh achila. So when it's not in my mouth, the logic not once I'm taking the pshelos away, I'm not doing achila. I'm doing the opposite of achila. When I take the oichel, I'm taking the oichel to put it in my mouth. That's what allows it to be considered part of the ma'aseh achila when it's not in your mouth. And Hanami, the loch is in your mouth. Mr. Brewer is going to say that
you can
take out the pit, right? That's not a problem. But when it's prior to my mouth, what allows it to be extended and be called derech achila is the fact that it's all part of the ma'aseh bringing it to my mouth. So that's exactly why you need the derech from the psalus is to create that. Okay, so. So we're saying over your head that even if the meal itself is going to extend over a period of time, but I'm in burr for the upcoming meal, that's all called derech heter of samach lasuda. And even if I'm doing it for other people, now the circus is sort of so. However, if his goal is to have leftovers, so he's being burned not for the meal. He's being burned enough for the meal plus to have more, so that extra more is an aveiru.
But
the person's goal was to present the food. Even if his goal was to present the food in a way which he knows and not can all be eaten, but it's part of the derech eretz of how you serve the food, is you serve it in such a way that there's an abundance. You're saying, I have a heter, I'm doing burger, making my salad, so I have to calculate exactly what something to come out to put out, this way others shouldn't be over any bearers, so people are going to look at me as stingy. So I want to put out the food in abundance. That's fine. And if there's leftovers, there are leftovers. But my goal is, why not do a little bit extra this way? I can have something left over. That's obviously a problem. Fine. Then the Rebbe said, even if other people are eating there, one person can do for everybody else. That's not a problem. Burr. The derech achila is called derech achila. The filo ain't oichel about so klali mehem gam ken shori. Even if he's not eating with them, v'hai imer shekasa remoz lav dafkehu. So chaver are eating with him. It's not like he's eating. So that's his asking, adding the Rabbi Yosef. He's preparing food for somebody else, or he's preparing food. Okay. Then he said that because of that, we're allowed to take the leaves from this
vegetable called salatin, which is lettuce. They're allowed to take the bad.
I have a question. So, is this that the Baal Bayis is allowed to do this? What's the one who runs a restaurant that serves the meals of Shabbos? Did he do this for the people going to come to eat by him?
If it's Amar Klasuda, yeah. Shalibar Yorki could take the leaves that he wants from the lettuce, the head of lettuce. He can take what he wants. So the case was he's taking the good leaves from the bad leaves. So that's more because that's oichel from pselus. You can't take the pselus out of oichel. Leads a lot of meposhim in a toivim that we burn pselus from oichel b'kayev. We take out the bad from the good. So that's a problem of burr. Now, if you imena ha'olam ha'olam the pselus gomer, should wear in the chila ayin al-kak. They're still edible. So not really a bona fide pselus. So I just want to point out over here. So the Mishabur is saying over here the case where the lettuce leaves are not fully unusable, so then it's only burger mirabonin. Because it looks like mirabonin the pselus from the oichel. If you would take out the undesirable leaves from the desirable leaves, you would have an issur d'rabbanan. We said before that there's the Mechaber mentioned that there's a barber by 2 minutes, even though both of them are totally usable. So why are we here? I'm taking what I want. So oh, here's 1 min. It's all lettuce leaves. So for there in that situation to be murder, and it's not too many, which makes it two distinct things. Really, it's one thing. It's only considered pselus midaraisa. It's really a pselus. It's something which really still is usable. So it's not really a pselus. To consider like 2 minim, that we should consider like 2 minim and have a problem with murder. So you have to take out the good leaves from the olam u'poshim shabuy.
This assumes I have a taruvah, some of these leaves. If I just have a head of lettuce and I want to take off the outer leaves, that's more like peeling an orange, isn't it? I'm assuming the outer leaves are the ones I'm not going to eat. They're kind of brandy.
There is a Bir Allah over here which argues that. I seem to recall that he just presents it as that as a statement that that's mutter and that's good enough. I seem to recall somebody argues that, but I'm not bringing that to mind. Who it is? We'll see the girl up. Okay. Olin, you're taking it from the Olin Hamu Pashin. Who are then? Because someone of the father kidney is a sharp Paris. You have some type of beans or some type of fruit. Some of them are wormy and they're rotting. So you have the same situation. You can take the good from the bad from eating. You can perish enough for the it's arba buffer service, or they're undesirable because they're mixed with all this dirt, etc. Yizur shlo liver be other rock mashet zorach lo isus sudas. You're allowed to be burr what you plan to use now. Shoy zalech will take it. You can be burr out from there as much as he wants to use for this meal now. Lo yosin, because otherwise, if so, don't skayim. Ve yizur shiiber dafka hochem and apselas will lehip. You have to take the good from the bad.
So in the cases where burr is mutter by some means. Is it only for people? Can someone do this for a pet?
So actually, one second. Yeah, the Bir Allah. Let's see the Bir Allah. Yeah.
So if some of the lettuce leaves are brown, you wouldn't eat them, but your dog would? Would that be okay?
Well, that makes things much easier. Let's see the Berel HaKelech. Let's start with the Berel HaKelech HaLa'alter. On this page. I feel a rock, very rock today, LaHakel, LaBehema, LaVovis, LaAlter, Yamkin Shari. So the Heter LaAlter works not only for a person, the Heter LaAlter works for feeding your animal as well. Okay. The meal is called Alter. I'm Shabur has explained, even though the meal extends for a long period of time. I'm Sefer Tosef Yushalayim, Shachiyach, Minirshom, and Dabin, and La Alter Mamish, the Loiker Ammo. He's saying that this halacha is not true, that you have this heter for this whole meal. You have to do it for immediate use, or right before you're eating it. So Maisa Bavli holds Lachol Maisa, even though the suit extends a long period of time, it can be buried retro for the meal for that. Now, Min Hamolam Min Ha'olam Hamu Pashu. So now it depends. They're separate leaves. They're not attached to the head anymore. You need to take the good from them and leave the bad. Too much of a custom. If it's still a head, like for example, Chazeres, Romani letters, okay. Shalom, Shimon Bechutz, Heim, Mu'upash, and the outer leaves became Mu'upash. Oz, Yosir, Moitz, Yosir, Moitz, Ha, Mu'upash, take away the whole source of them. Tavli, Kameser, Akliba, Lechol, Atoyim. The heter is because, I'm even burning that from the book, but the heter of peeling. So when you peel something, Lechar, you don't burn. There's a heter of taking off a peel for the purpose of, even though you're taking the bath from the good, that's the normal way you do it. We'll see. We'll get the halacha of peeling at the end of Shincha Vav. Peeling is an interesting din, it's much of me to peel something. Peel a banana, peel an apple. You're saying, but since that's the way you do their chachila, it's not called berel loy, it's just called berel chachila. Fine. I think one of his wife there. Want to point out, so now in this discussion of the altar, there's a famous question. So a mother's taking her children out to the park, and she wants to prepare the food to take along. So she goes to the cabinet, and the food that she wants to take along is in this mumble jumble. It's in a tarub. She says, "I'm taking the good for the bad for immediate use because I need to be able to go to the park. She should be feeding the kids in the park till an hour from now." So the person said, "That's awesome." Or a person wants to go to the freezer to take out a challah early in the morning to be use of the suit of that day. Right. So the definition of la'alter is samach l'suda. Over here, your goal right now is to take it out to let it defrost and then use it for the meal. So the purpose you're taking out now is not to use for the meal. The purpose you're taking right now is to defrost to use for the meal. So, and it seems to be that's not called derech. No, and so it's not called derech achila, because that's right now. I'm not. I'm a lechila b'chol. Right now, I am
going to davening. I just want to take out the challah from the freezer before davening. It should be available after davening. I'm not being over. It's not there. It's not. You can't say this is all part of my chila process. So what's mutter? You say, yeah, you know what? It's a big meal. So Ramosha says, what's called samach lasuda? So as much time as you need to prepare the meal. So my meal requires me. I need to set the table. So I want to set the table, and I need to cut the salad, and I need, you know, a lot of things. So that's all part of the preparation for the meal. That's called derech achila. That's all part of the meal. So let's say that takes a half an hour. So half an hour before your meal starts, you have a head to a burger ready. I said this on top of a lady's year. It says, but I don't see a heter. I mean, there's no heter to do it in the morning before you go to shul. You never go to shul. What you're saying, by definition, is that's not for the meal, because your goal is to do it now. When it's not the time for the meal, they're able to go to the shul and come back afterwards, have it ready for the meal. So it's not samach lasuda, though you don't have a heter. And there was this gasp from a few people in the shir, a few ladies in the shir, like, you know, that was so not like that.
For example, the challahs. If I just randomly grab two challahs without particularly selecting, am I still being borrowed, or just grabbing two challahs?
Okay, well, there is a tolda of borer, which we're going to see soon, which is the act of a min is a species or a type. The act of categorizing things into different groups and different types is called miyun, making it into a min. So if I have two minim and I'm going to now separate them out into each type, now that's called a tolda burr. It's not good and bad. There's no good and bad over there. They're both good. They're both bad. So it's not burr. That's a tolda burr. So the heter called bala yoda, you just take whatever works in a scenario where you're not getting a result in the act of categorizing. So I washed my cutlery after the Friday night meal, and I have one mumble jumble of knives, forks and spoons. So I said, oh, you know, no problem. I can take one thing off the top of the pile. That's not burger. I should take it off the pile. Oh, this is a knife. Put it here. And I go, oh, it's a spoon. Put it here. You're doing me. So the heter kol bala yoda is not a heter in the situation. Right? But in a case where you're not being memayan in anything, I'm just taking a challah. I don't really couldn't care which one it is. There's no difference between the challah. Maybe some are whole wheat, some are not whole wheat, but I'm not. I don't care. So I'm not doing an act of miyum. So then you're right. Then a kol bala yoda is a heter, because I'm not being burr or anything. Okay.
You take a frozen challah out of the freezer. Why is it not hachana? Not edible when you take it out. Why is it different from something falling off, fruit falling off a tree?
Okay, you're asking about the muksa shayla?
No, I'm asking about hachana.
I'm not following.
If it's not ready for use before Shabbos, you can't use it, right?
Yeah, that's muksa.
Okay, so muksa, fine.
Right, that's a problem, muksa. Right? Something which something which is governed by the Adam, it's within the person's power to make it usable on Shabbos. Defrosting something, if I would have to defrost it by hand, or it's not going to defrost unless I sit there with my hands and I warm it. So then I'm not allowed to do, like we saw before, I can't actively go and cause ice to melt. So the water which comes, I couldn't create water that way. I live in a very, very cold climate and there's no heat in my house. The only way I can melt the water is by melting with my hands. I can't melt it. So you're right. So the ice of getting a Shabbos is not mukhan. So even if later on Shabbos, it melts on its own, I say, like, you know, but something which it will revert back to its natural state,
of being usable just by taking it out of a freezer. It's the opposite. The freezer is what's keeping it not usable, and as soon as you take it out, it becomes usable. That's not muksa, because there's a way. If I don't actively melt it, there's no issa mitzvah Shabbos. It's considered mukhar. The problem with something which is mukhubra, that the only way I can make it usable is by doing an avera of taking off the tree. So therefore, even if it falls on its own, since the normal way to get it is by taking off the tree, which is I cannot do, it becomes muksa. Okay. The person takes the good from the bad, takes it by hand, so he's got two out of three so far, to use for later, leave it over for later. I feel even later on in the day of Shabbos. So now it's the kibur loitzer v'chayim. It's the same thing as being buried to put away in an oitzer. That's the opposite of burla derech achila. It's burla oitzer. You're being buried to have it ready to use when you need it. When you're not ready to use it yet, that's called burla oitzer. So being maniach, leaving it for later in the day is called burla oitzer. Even though theoretically it's all Shabbos. That's not a heavy. So it has to be for me to use. Okay. So come test. We're also with Apsellus. Apsellus with the Roychal, Phil Altergai, Kil Kame. If you're the opposite, taking the bad from the good, that's a problem right away. Mashakasa Biyode, who are dead in the Bekanon of the Tamkhi. Now, this which is saying over here that a person would be Ber Roychal from Serlis to leave for later on, he's considered Ber Loitzer and he's Kayev. That'll be extremely true if he did it by the Kanon of the Tamkhi to write him that those things are Mutter. But now, if he does it for life as well, he's Kai. So now, so it's made like Bimbar Lloyd's, Dr. Mishabur, the what's the love? It's the Rebbe Yoni Breyer, who Allah Achaz Man. Most cases of Breyer are for later. The La'alter, Derech Michael, who Libra Ho'echem in Abshel, Space Achila, because the whole logic of La'alter being Mutter is because it's part of the Achila process. But that's not what you're normally doing. So you're normally doing it for later. Now, how do you do that? Was it Derech Libra B'chol Dover Achila B'yode? For later, you'll do anything. You'll use any machinery, including your hands. B'chol Shkein B'ez a Kli, and obviously if a person will use a Kli. But if a person is burr with a napa kavara, even for immediate use, I'm saying, I'm sorry, this is brera. Or a person is takes the bad from the good, I say, I'm sorry, that's not derech achila, that's a problem. So b'chai. Okay, you should nizor b'kamashanigam ha'elam l'hokin ha'pesolim b'chayim etzayit z'tikun ma'echol the Siddur Shlishis, that you would make onions with vinegar for Sol Shudas. Burn all the Hatovim, mean Akumushim Amasulayim. They take the onion and they take the good leaves from the bad leaves. Shalyas is a rock, some of the Siddur, but it's only what to be doing with some of the Siddur. You can't make sure you don't take the bad from the good. Those have psalms and roichel. That's case of psalms and roichel, which is also commercial establishments of cotton zayin. So the Gemara crosses the noag lahalchin zemiyar of Shabbos. Crosses the zemiyar of Breyer b'zeh. So he just did it before Shabbos because it's very hard to be careful with these things. And finally, a person who can be makra like this, the Shulta Gibarim, and do before Shabbos, like it's Kabbalik. I can't say those who do it on Shabbos is Osir. Can't stop them. Because, like we said, that's the case of the Ramah. You're taking the leaves, the good from the bad, which is Mutter. As long as it's for immediate use and it's done beyond.
In tests, if he writes that Knova Tamchu is going to be Chayav, yeah?
In a case where it's like Halachas Man.
Right, but isn't that still kalachayad? He's still not doing it derech.
It's a great question. I don't have an answer.
What?
What was the question?
He's asking this. He's asking if the lovers of Kanan and Matam Tamkui is okay, not Bakoras Kayev, Kanan Matamkui is part of a lozer, and Biyadismut. Right? So I tell you, the lovers of Kanan Matamkui is not a Shinra, it's not Mashur the way of doing it, it's not a way of doing it. But since it's not Napakor, which are the main kelim which are made for that purpose, that's how the kelim person would use for Meiru. So this is also we're born in a Xero, so you might use Napakor. Right? So now it comes out, by the way, but if you do Napakor for Lachasman, so you have a new problem. Even Beyad Lachasman is Chayim, so Kanamatamkui is not better than Yad. That would make sense. But if he tells you the larger of Kanamatamkui is because it's considered a Shinui, so if something a person does a malacha, kalach yad, it's potter. So how can you tell me that if you did it lachazman, kalam atam lachazman is chayiv? What do you mean chayiv? It's a shinui. It's kalach yad. So it can never be chayiv. So Mishnah Berurah, you know, when he's mazed with the logic of kalam atam, please, he said that the logic is that then the second base it says potter malachas to habiber kalach yad. Good. Now he says over here, a person does it. The Pesach Oichel is chayiv. Feel that he's chayiv. He says, but a person like to take the oichel from the Pesach Oichel, the altar, he's going to be chayiv even with Kanan B'Tamchui. If he does it for Lachas Man, he'll be chayiv even with Kanan B'Tamchui. All right, Mishuna. But he says not so Mishuna. So then, what's the logic? So it's a good question. I don't have a good answer.
What's not
I tried
so
the different ways. You know. Work out your way of saying it. I never came up with a good way of saying it.
What's not so mishuna? Brides?
Kanan B'Tamchui. Okay, let's hold it here. Yeah, fine. Tomorrow is regular time.